I hope you won't consider this question too frivolous. Of course, I realize a Jew shouldn't waste his money on trivialities when there is so much need in the world. But after setting aside tzedakah, I do sometimes have a bit to spare for a hobby of mine, which is collecting antique silver. Some antique cups are obviously Jewish because of a Hebrew inscription or mug and dug it, but many cups have no identifying Jewish signs at all. My question is, if an antique silver cup that looks generally like it could be a Kiddush cup has no identifying Jewish or Christian marks on it, would one be allowed to purchase it and use it for Kiddush, or would one have to be suspect that perhaps it was used as a communion cup in church? The same might apply to a pair of antique candlesticks. In the absence of identifying markings, may one assume they have not been used in church? Thank you for your informative site in advance for your response to this question. Jonathan Nister from London. Okay, I would imagine that usually something used specifically in a church service has markings on it and can be identified as such. And therefore, you can assume that if something doesn't have markings, that it wasn't used for that. In addition, usually these things do not become prohibited for use. However, if they were ever used as part of a church service or whatever, either as candlesticks or a communion cup, they shouldn't be used for a mitzvah, but they can be used for secular purposes. And again, I don't think you have to worry that they were used as a communion cup or candlesticks in a church unless they have markings that most things that are used for church services are marked accordingly.